Nor spent of love in courts of kings, where state is overturned, nor in the pomp of proud audacious deeds intends our muse to vaunt her heavenly verse. Only this, gentles, we must now perform the form of Faustus' fortunes, good or bad. And now to patient judgments we appeal, and speak for Faustus in his infancy. Now is he born of parents, base of stock, in Germany, within a town called Rode. At riper years to Wittenberg he went, whereat his kinsmen chiefly brought him up. So much he profits in divinity, the fruitful plot of scholarism graced, that shortly he was graced with doctor's name, excelling all, and sweetly can dispute in the heavenly matters of theology, till, swollen with cunning of a self-conceit, his waxen wings did mount above his reach, and melting, heavens conspired his overthrow. For, falling to a devilish exercise, and glutted now with learning's golden gifts, he surfeits upon cursed necromancy. Nothing so sweet as magic is to him, which he prefers before his chiefest bliss, and this the man that in his study sits.
Settle thy studies, Faustus, and begin to sound the depth of that thou wilt profess. Having commenced, be a divine in show, yet level at the end of every art, and live and die in Aristotle's works. Sweet analytics, 'tis thou hast ravished me. Bene deserere est finis logices. Is to dispute well logic's chiefest end? Affords this art no greater miracle? Then read no more. Thou hast attained that end. A greater subject fitteth Faustus' wit. Bid on Chimaeon farewell. And Galen come. Be a physician, Faustus. Heap up gold and be eternized for some wondrous cure. Summum bonum medicinae sanitas. The end of physic is our body's health. Why, Faustus, hast thou not attained that end? Is not thy common talk sound aphorisms? Are not thy bills hung up as monuments whereby whole cities have escaped the plague and thousand desperate maladies been cured? Yet art thou still but Faustus, and the man being dead, raise them to life again. Then this profession were to be esteemed. Physic, farewell. Where is Justinian? Si unae adamque res legata duobus, alter rem, alter valorem rei, et cetera. A petty case of paltry legacies. This study fits a mercenary drudge who aims at nothing but external trash. Too servile and illiberal for me. When all is done, divinity is best. Jerome's Bible, Faustus. View it well. Stipendium peccati mors est. Stipendium. The reward of sin is death. That's hard. Si peccasse negamus, fallimur et nulla est in nobis veritas. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and there is no truth in us. Why then, belike, we must sin and so consequently die. Aye, we must die an everlasting death. What doctrine call you this? Que sera, sera. What will be, shall be. Divinity, adieu. These metaphysics of magicians and necromantic books are heavenly. Lines, circles, scenes, letters, and characters. Aye, these are those that Faustus most desires. Oh, what a world of profit and delight, of power, of honor, and omnipotence is promised to the studious artisan. All things that move between the quiet poles shall be at my command. Emperors and kings are but obeyed in their several provinces, but his dominion that exceeds in this stretcheth as far as doth the mind of man. A sound magician is a demigod. Here tire thy brains to gain a deity.
Most worthy doctor.
Wagner, commend me to my dearest friends, the German Valdes and Cornelius. Request them earnestly to visit me.
I will, sir.
Their conference is a greater help to me than all my labors. Plod I ne'er so fast.
O Faustus, lay that damned book aside, and gaze not on it, lest it tempt thy soul, and heap God's heavy wrath upon thy head. Read, read the scriptures. That is blasphemy.
Go forward, Faustus, in that famous art wherein all nature's treasure is contained. Be thou on earth as Jove is in the sky, lord and commander of these elements.
How am I glutted with conceit of this? Shall I make spirits fetch me what I please? Resolve me of all ambiguities, perform what desperate enterprise I will. I'll have them fly to India for gold, ransack the ocean for Orient pearl, and search all corners of a new-found world for pleasant fruits and princely delicates. I'll have them read me strange philosophy and tell the secrets of all foreign kings. I'll have them wall all Germany with brass and make swift Rhine circle fair Wittenberg. I'll have them fill the public schools with silk, wherewith the students shall be bravely clad. I'll levy soldiers with the coin they bring, and chase the Prince of Parma from our land, and reign sole king of all the provinces. Yea, stranger engines for the brunt of war than was the fiery keel at Antwerp's bridge I'll make my servile spirits to invent.
Most worthy, Doctor.
Noble Faustus.
Come, German Valdes and Cornelius, and make me blessed with your sage conference. Valdes, sweet Valdes and Cornelius, know that your words have won me at the last to practice magic and concealed arts, yet not your words only, but mine own fantasy. Philosophy is odious and obscure. Both law and physic are for petty wits. Divinity is basest of the three, unpleasant, harsh, contemptible, and vile. It is magic. Magic that hath ravished me. Then, gentle friends, aid me in this attempt, and I that have with subtle syllogisms graveled the pastors of the German church and made the flowering pride of Wittenberg swarm to my problems as the infernal spirits on sweet Musaeus when he came to hell will be as cunning as Agrippa was, whose shadows made all Europe honor him.
Faustus, these books, thy wit and our experience, shall make all nations to canonize us. As Indian Moors obey their Spanish lords, so shall the spirits of each element be always serviceable to us three. Like lions shall they guard us when we please, like Almain rutters with their horsemen's staves, or Lapland giants trotting by our sides. Sometimes like women or unwedded maids, shadowing more beauty in their airy brows than has the white breasts of the Queen of Love, from Venice shall they drag huge argosies, and from America the golden fleece that yearly stuffs old Philip's treasury, if learned Faustus will be resolute.
Valdes, as resolute am I in this as thou to live. Therefore object it not.
The miracles that magic will perform will make thee vow to study nothing else. He that is grounded in astrology, enriched with tongues, well seen in minerals, hath all the principles he will require. Then doubt not, Faustus, but to be renowned, and more frequented for this mystery than heretofore the Delphian oracle. The spirits tell me they can dry the sea and fetch the treasure of all foreign wrecks, yea, all the wealth that our forefathers hid within the massy entrails of the earth. Then tell me, Faustus, what shall we three want?
Nothing, Cornelius. Oh, this cheers my soul. Come, show me some demonstrations magical,
that I may conjure in some lusty grove and have these joys in full possession.
Then haste thee to some solitary grove and bear wise Bacon's and Albanus' works, the Hebrew Psalter and New Testament, and whatsoever else is requisite. We will inform thee ere our conference cease.
Valdes, first let him know the words of art, and then, all other ceremonies learned, Faustus may try his cunning by himself.
First I'll instruct thee in the rudiments, and then thou wilt be perfecter than I.
Then come and dine with me, and after meat we'll canvass every quiddity thereof. For ere I sleep, I'll try what I can do. This night I'll conjure, though I die therefore.
I wonder what's become of Faustus, that was wont to make our schools ring with sick prober.
That shall we presently know, for see, here comes his boy.
How now, sirrah? Where's thy master?
God in heaven knows.
Why? Dost thou not know, then?
Yes, I know, but that follows not.
Go to, sirrah, leave thy jesting and tell us where he is.
That follows not by force of argument, which you, being licentiate, should stand upon. Therefore acknowledge your error and be attentive.
Then you will not tell us.
You are deceived, for I will tell you. Yet if you were not dunces, you would never ask me such a question. For is he not corpus naturale? And is not that mobile? Then wherefore should you ask me such a question? Thus having triumphed over you, I will set my countenance like a precisian and begin to speak thus. Truly, my dear brethren, my master is within a dinner with Valdes and Cornelius.
Valdecrimans!
And so the Lord bless you, preserve you, and keep you, my dear brethren. My dear brethren.
Oh, Faustus, then I fear that which I have long suspected, that thou art fallen into that damned art for which they too are infamous throughout the world.
Were he a stranger, not allied to me, the danger of his soul would make me mourn. But come, let us inform the rector. It may be his grave counsel may reclaim him.
Ah, but I fear me nothing can reclaim him now.
Yet let us try what we can do.
Now that the gloomy shadow of the night, longing to view Orion's drizzling look, leaps from the Antarctic world under the sky and dims the welkin with her pitchy breath, Faustus, begin thine incantations, and try if devils will obey thy hest, seeing thou hast prayed and sacrificed to them. Within this circle is Jehovah's name forward and backward anagrammatized, the abbreviated names of holy saints, figures of every adjunct to the heavens, and characters of signs and erring stars by which the spirits are enforced to rise. Then fear not, Faustus, but be resolute, and try the utmost magic can perform. Sint mihi dei ecrontis propitii valiat numen triplex Jehovai, Orientis princeps Belzebub, inferni ardentis monarca, et demigorgon, propitiamus vos ut apariat et surgat Mephistophilis, per Jehovam Gehenem et consecratam aquam quam nunc spargo, signumque crucis quod nunc facio, et pavota nostra, ipse nunc surgat nobis, dicatus Mephistophilis! I charge thee to return and change thy shape. Thou art too ugly to attend on me. Go and return an old Franciscan friar. That holy shape becomes a devil vest. I see there's virtue in my heavenly words. Who would not be proficient in this art? How pliant is this Mephistopheles, full of obedience and humility. Such is the force of magic and my spells. Now, Faustus, thou conjurer laureate, that canst command great Mephistopheles.
Now, Faustus, what wouldst thou have me do?
I charge thee, wait upon me whilst I live, and do whatever Faustus shall command, be it to make the moon drop from her sphere, or the ocean to overwhelm the world.
I am a servant of great Lucifer and may not follow thee without his leave. No more than he commands must we perform.
Did he not charge thee to appear to me?
No, I came hither of my own accord.
Did not my conjuring speeches raise thee? Speak.
That was the cause, but yet per accident. For when we hear one rack the name of God, abjure the scriptures and his Savior Christ, we fly in hope to get his glorious soul. Nor will we come unless he use such means whereby he is in danger to be damned. Therefore, the shortest cut for conjuring is stoutly to abjure the Trinity and pray devoutly to the Prince of Hell.
So Faustus hath already done, and holds this principle. There is no chief but only Beelzebub, to whom Faustus doth dedicate himself. This word damnation terrifies not him, for he confounds hell in Elysium. His ghost be with the old philosophers. But leaving these vain trifles of men's souls, tell me, what is that Lucifer, my lord?
Art regent and commander of all spirits.
Was not that Lucifer an angel once?
Yes, Faustus, and most dearly loved of God.
How comes it then that he is prince of devils?
Oh, by aspiring pride and insolence, for which God threw him from the face of heaven.
And what are you that live with Lucifer?
Unhappy spirits that fell with Lucifer, conspired against our God with Lucifer, and are forever damned with Lucifer.
Where are you damned?
In hell.
How comes it then that thou art out of hell?
Why, this is hell, nor am I out of it. Thinkest thou that I, that saw the face of God, and tasted the eternal joys of heaven, am not tormented with 10,000 hells in being deprived of everlasting bliss? Oh, Faustus, leave these frivolous demands which strike a terror to my fainting soul.
What is great Mephistopheles so passionate for being deprived of the joys of heaven? Learn thou of Faustus' manly fortitude, and scorn those joys thou never shalt possess. Go, bear these tidings to great Lucifer. Seeing Faustus hath incurred eternal death by desperate thoughts against Jove's deity, say he surrenders up to him his soul, so he will spare him 24 years, letting him live in all voluptuousness, having thee ever to attend on me, to give me whatsoever I shall ask, to tell me whatsoever I demand, to slay mine enemies and to aid my friends, and always be obedient to my will. Go and return to mighty Lucifer, and meet me in my study at midnight, and then resolve me of thy master's mind.
I will, Faustus.
As many souls as there be stars, I'd give them all for Mephistopheles. By him I'll be great emperor of the world, and make a bridge through the moving air to pass the ocean with a band of men. I'll join the hills that bind the Afric shore and make that country continent to Spain, and both contributory to my crown. The emperor shall not live but by my leave, nor any potentate of Germany. Now that I have obtained what I desired, I live in speculation of this art till Mephistopheles return again. Must thou needs be damned, and canst thou not be saved? What boots it then to think on God or heaven? Away with such vain fancies and despair. Despair in God and trust in Lucifer. Nay, go not backward, Faustus, be resolved. Why waverest thou?
something sounded in mine ear. Abjure this magic. Turn to God again. I and Faustus will turn to God again. To God. He loves thee not. The God thou servest is thine own appetite, wherein is fixed the love of Beelzebub. To him I'll build an altar in the church and offer lukewarm blood of newborn babes.
Go forward, Faustus, in that famous art.
Sweet Faustus, leave that execrable art.
Contrition, prayer, repentance, what of these?
They are means to bring thee unto heaven.
Rather illusions, fruits of lunacy, that make them foolish that do use them most.
Sweet Faustus, think of heaven and heavenly things.
No, Faustus, think of honor and of wealth.
Of wealth? Why, the signory of Emden shall be mine. When Mephistopheles shall stand by me, what power can hurt me? Faustus, thou art safe. Cast no more doubts. Mephistopheles, come and bring glad tidings from great Lucifer. Is not midnight? Come, Mephistopheles! Oh, veni, veni, Mephistopheles. Now, tell me, what says Lucifer, thy lord?
That I shall wait on Faustus while he lives, so he will buy my service with his soul.
Already Faustus hath hazarded that for thee.
But now thou must bequeath it solemnly, and write a deed of gift with thine own blood, for that security craves Lucifer. If thou deny it, I must back to hell.
Say, Mephistopheles, tell me, what good will my soul do thy lord?
Enlarge his kingdom.
Is that the reason why he tempts me thus?
It is a solace in our misery to have a companion in our torment.
Why, have you any pain that torture others?
As great as have the human souls of men. But tell me, Faustus, shall I have thy soul? And will I be thy slave and wait on thee and give thee more than thou hast wit to ask?
Aye, Mephistopheles, I'll give it thee.
Then, Faustus, stab thine arm courageously and bind thy soul, that at some certain day great Lucifer may claim it as his own. And then be thou as great as Lucifer.
No, Mephistopheles, for love of thee, I cut mine arm, and with my proper blood assure my soul to be great Lucifer's chief lord and regent of perpetual night. View here this blood that trickles from mine arm, and let it be propitious for my wish.
But, Faustus, thou must write it in manner of a deed of gift.
Aye, so I will. But, Mephistopheles, my blood congeals, and I can write no more.
I'll fetch the fire to the salvage straight.
What might the staying of my blood portend? Is it unwilling I should write this bill? Why streams it not that I may write afresh? Faustus gives to thee his soul. Ah, there it stayed. Why shouldst thou not? Is not thy soul thine own? Then write again, Faustus gives to thee his soul.
See, Faustus. Here is fire. Set it on.
So. Now the blood begins to clear again. Now will I make an end immediately.
Oh, what will I not do to obtain his soul?
Consummatum est. This bill is ended. And Faustus hath bequeathed his soul to Lucifer. But what is this inscription on mine arm? Homo fuge?
Whither should I fly? If under God, he'll throw me down to hell. Oh, my senses are deceived. He has nothing writ. Oh, yes. I see it plain. In here is writ, Homo fuge. Yet shall not Faustus fly.
I'll fetch him somewhat to delight his mind, and spirit shall bring him raiment and a crown.
Speak, Mephistopheles. What means this show?
Nothing, Faustus, but to delight thy mind and let thee see what magic can perform.
But may I raise such spirits when I please?
Aye, Faustus, and do greater things than these.
Then, Mephistopheles, receive this scroll, a deed of gift of body and of soul. But yet, conditionally, that thou perform all articles prescribed between us both.
Faustus, I swear by hell and Lucifer to effect all promises between us made.
Then hear me read it, Mephistopheles. On these conditions following: first, that Faustus may be as a spirit in form and substance. Secondly, that Mephistopheles shall be his servant and be by him commanded. Thirdly, that Mephistopheles shall do for him and bring him whatsoever. Lastly, that he shall appear to the said John Faustus at all times in what form or shape soever he pleases. I, John Faustus of Wittenberg, doctor, by these presents, do give both body and soul to Lucifer, Prince of the East, and his minister Mephistopheles. And furthermore grant unto them, 24 years being expired, and these articles above written being inviolate, full power to fetch or carry the said John Faustus, body and soul, flesh, blood, or goods, into their habitation wheresoever. By me, John Faustus.
Speak, Faustus. Do you deliver this as your deed?
I take it, and the devil give thee good of it.
So, now, Faustus, ask me what thou wilt.
First, I will question with thee about hell. Tell me, where is this place that men call hell?
And the
I saw all the...
within the bowels of these enemies, where we are taught to remain forever. Hell hath its glory circumscribed in oneself place. For where we are is hell. And where hell is, there must we ever be. And to conclude, when all the world dissolves and every creature shall be purified, all places shall be hell that are not heaven.
I think hell's a fable.
I think so till experience change thy mind.
Thinkst thou then that Faustus shall be damned?
Aye. Of necessity, for here's the scroll wherein thou gavest thy soul to Lucifer.
Aye, and body too. But what of that? Thinkst thou that Faustus is so fond to imagine that after this life there is any pain? No, these are trifles and mere old wives' tales.
But Faustus, I am an instant to prove the contrary. I tell thee I am damned and now in hell.
Oh, now in hell? Nay, and this be hell, I'll willingly be damned. What, sleeping, eating, walking, and disputing? But leaving this, first let me have a wife, the fairest maid in Germany,
for I am wanton and lascivious and cannot live without a wife.
Oh, a wife! I pray thee, Faustus, talk not of a wife.
Nay, Mephistopheles, go fetch me one, for I will have one.
Faustus, marriage is a ceremonial toy, and if thou lovest me, think no more of it. I'll call thee out the fairest courtesans and bring them every morning to thy bed. She whom thy eyes shall like, thy heart shall have. Were she as chaste as was Penelope, as wise as Saba, or as beautiful as was Lucifer before his fall. Hold. Take this book. Peruse it thoroughly. The iterating of these lines brings gold. The framing of this circle on the ground brings thunder, whirlwind, storm, and lightning. Pronounce this thrice devoutly to thyself, and men in armor shall appear to thee, ready to execute what thou desirest.
Thanks, Mephistopheles, for this sweet book. This will I keep as cheery as my life. Fain would I have a book where I might behold all spells and incantations, that I might raise up spirits when I please.
Here they are within this book.
Yet would I have a book where I might see characters and planets of the heavens, that I might know their motions and dispositions.
Here they are.
Nay, let me but have one book more, and then I've done. Where I might see all plants, herbs, and trees that grow upon the earth.
Here they be.
Thou deceived!
I warrant thee.
I behold the heavens. Then I repent and curse thee, wicked Mephistopheles, because thou hast deprived me of those joys.
Oh, 'twas thine own seeking, Faustus. Thank thyself. But think'st thou heaven is such a glorious thing? I tell thee, Faustus, it is not half so fair as thou, or any man that breathes on earth.
How provest thou that?
'Twas made for man. Then he's more excellent.
If heaven was made for man, it was made for me. I will renounce this magic and repent.
Faustus, repent. Yet God will pity thee.
Thou art a spirit. God cannot pity thee.
Who buzzeth in my ears? I am a spirit. Be I a devil, yet God may pity me. Yea, God will pity me if I repent.
Aye, but Faustus never shall repent.
My heart is hardened. I cannot repent. Scarce can I name salvation, faith, or heaven, but fearful echoes thunder in mine ears. Faustus, thou art damned. Then swords and knives, poison, guns, halters, and envenomed steel are laid before me to dispatch myself. And long ere this I should have done the deed. Had not sweet pleasure conquered deep despair? Have not I made blind Homer sing to me of Alexander's love and Enon's death? And hath not he that doped the walls of Thebes with ravishing sound of his melodious harp made music with my Mephistopheles? Why should I die then, or basely despair? I am resolved. Faustus shall not repent. Come, Mephistopheles.
Yes, Faustus.
Let us dispute again and reason of divine astrology. Speak. Are there many spheres above the moon? Are all celestial bodies but one globe, as is the substance of this centric earth?
as are the elements, such are the heavens, even from the moon unto the imperial orb, mutually folded in each other's spheres, and jointly move upon one axle tree, whose termini is termed the world's wide pole.
But had they all one motion, both situ et tempore?
All move from east to west in 24 hours upon the poles of the world, that differ in their motion upon the poles of the zodiac.
These slender questions Wagner can decide. Hath Mephistopheles no greater skill? Who knows not the double motion of the planets? These are freshmen's questions. But tell me, hath every sphere a dominion or intelligentia?
Aye.
How many heavens or spheres are there?
9. The 7 planets, the firmament, and the imperial heaven.
But are there not heavens of fire and crystal?
No, Faustus.
Who made the world?
That will I not.
Tell me, sweet Mephistopheles.
Move me not, Faustus, for I will not tell thee.
Villain, have I not bound thee to tell me anything?
Aye, that is not against our kingdom, but this is. Think thou on hell, for Faustus, thou art damned.
Think, Faustus, upon God that made the world.
Remember this.
Go, accursed spirit, to ugly hell. 'Tis thou hast damned distressed Faustus' soul. It's not too late.
Too late.
Never too late, if Faustus will repent.
If thou repent, devils shall tear thee in pieces.
Repent, and they will never raise thy skin.
Ah, Christ, my Savior, give help to save distressed Faustus' soul.
Christ cannot save thy soul, for he is just. There's none but I have interest in the same.
Oh, who art thou that look'st so terribly?
I am Lucifer, and this is Beelzebub, companion prince in hell.
Oh, Faustus, they are come to fetch thy soul.
We come to tell thee thou dost injure us.
Thou callst on Christ. Contrary to thy bonds.
Thou shalt not call on God.
Nor will I henceforth. Pardon me, and this Faustus nevermore will look to heaven, never will name his God or pray to him. I'll burn the scriptures, slay his ministers, and make my spirits pull his churches down.
So shalt thou show thyself obedient, and we will highly gratify thee for it.
Faustus, we are come from hell to show thee pastimes. Sit down, and thou shalt see the 7 deadly sins appear to thee in their own shapes and likenesses.
That sight will be as pleasant unto me as paradise to Adam the first day of his creation.
Talk not of paradise or creation, but mark this show. Go, Mephistopheles, fetch them in.
Question them of their names and dispositions.
That shall I soon. What art thou, the first?
Why, I am Pride. I disdain to have any parents.
I am like to Ovid's flea. I can creep into every corner of a wench. Sometimes, like a periwig, I sit about her brow. Next, like a necklace, I hang about her neck. Then, like a fan of feathers, I kiss her lips. And then, turning myself to a wrought smock, do what I list. But fie, what smell is here? I'll not speak another word unless the ground be perfumed and covered with a cloth of arras.
Oh, what a proud knave indeed. And what art thou, the second?
I am covetousness, begotten of an old churl in an old leather bag. And might I have my wish, this place and you and all should turn to gold, that I might lock you safe into my chest. Oh, my sweet gold.
And what art thou, the third?
I am Roth. I had neither father nor mother. I leapt out of a lion's mouth when I was scarce an hour old, and ever since I have run up and down the world with this case of rapiers, wounding myself when I could get none to fight with all. I was born in hell, and look to it, for some of you shall be my father.
What art thou, the fourth?
I am Envy, begotten of a chimney sweeper and an oyster wife. I cannot read, and therefore wish all books were burnt. I'm lean with seeing others eat. Oh, that there would come a famine over all the world, and all might die, and I live alone. Then thou shouldst see how fat I'd be.
Away, envious wretch! Oh. Now, what art thou, the fifth?
Oh, I, sir, I am a gluttony. My parents are all dead, and the devil a penny have they left me, but a bare pension that buys only 30 mils a day. A small trifle to suffice nature. Oh, I come of a royal pedigree. My father was a gammon of bacon. My mother a hogshead of claret wine. And my godfathers were these, Peter Pickleherrin and Martin Martelmas Beef. But my godmother, she was a jolly gentlewoman and well beloved in every town and city. Her name was Mistress Marchery Marchpierre. Now, Faustus, thou hast heard all my progeny. Wilt thou bid me to supper?
Not I.
Then the devil choke thee.
Choke thyself, glutton. What art thou, the sixth?
I am Sloth. I was begotten on a sunny bank where I have lain ever since. And you have done me great injury to bring me from thence. Let me be carried there by gluttony and lechery. I'll not speak another word for a king's ransom.
And what are you, Mistress Minx, the seventh and last?
Who, I, sir? I am one that loves an inch of raw mutton better than an ell of fried stockfish. And the first letter of my name begins with lechery.
Oh, how this sight, sweet Lucifer, doth delight my soul.
But in hell, Faustus, is all manner of delight.
Might I see hell and safe return again, how happy were I then?
Faustus, thou shalt. At midnight I will send for thee. Meanwhile, peruse this book and view it thoroughly. And thou shalt turn thyself into what shape thou wilt.
Thanks, mighty Lucifer. This will I keep as cheery as my life.
Now, Faustus, farewell.
Farewell, great Lucifer.
Learn it, Faustus, to find the secrets of astronomy graven in the book of Jove's mighty firmament. Did mount him up to scale Olympus' top, where, sitting in a chariot burning bright, drawn by the strength of yoked dragons' necks, he views the clouds, the planets, and the stars, the tropic zones and quarters of the sky, from the bright circle of the horned moon e'en to the height of Prima Mobili. And whirling round with this circumference, within the concave compass of the poles, from east to west, his dragons swiftly glide, and in 8 days did bring him home again. Not long he stayed within his quiet house to rest his bones after his weary toil, but new exploits do hail him out again. And, mounted high upon a dragon's back, that with his wings did part the subtle air, he now is gone to prove cosmography that measures coasts and kingdoms of the earth.
Having now, my good Mephistopheles, passed with delight the stately town of Trier, environed round with airy mountain tops, with walls of flint and deep entrenched lakes, not to be won by any conquering prince. From Paris next, coasting the realm of France, we saw the river Main fall into Rhine, whose banks are set with groves of fruitful vines. Then up to Naples, rich Campania, whose buildings fair and gorgeous to the eye, the streets straight forth and paved with finest brick, quarter the town in 4 equivalents. There saw we learned Maro's golden tomb, the way he cut an English mile in length thorough a rock of stone in 1 night space. From thence, to Venice, Padua, and the east, in midst of which a sumptuous temple stands that threats the stars with her aspiring top, whose frame is paved with sundry colored stones and roofed aloft with curious work in gold. Thus hitherto hath Faustus spent his time. But tell me now, what resting place is this? Hast thou, sweet friend, as erst I did command, conducted me within the walls of Rome?
Faustus, I have.
Now, by the kingdoms of infernal rule, of Styx, of Acheron, and the fiery lake of ever-burning Phlegethon, I swear that I do long to see its monuments.
Know that this city stands on 7 hills that underprop the groundwork of the same. Just through the midst runs flowing Tiber stream, with winding banks that cut it in 2 parts, over the which 4 stately bridges lean that make safe passage to each part of Rome. Upon that bridge, called Ponte Angelo, erected is a castle passing strong, within whose walls such store of ordnance are as that the double cannons forged of brass do match the days within 1 complete year. Then there are gates and high pyramides that Julius Caesar brought from Africa.
I long to see them. Let's away.
Now is his fame spread forth through every land. Amongst the rest, the emperor is one, Carolus the 5th, within whose palace now Faustus is feasted amongst his noblemen.
What ho, officers, gentlemen, hie to the presence to attend the emperor. Good Frederick, see that the rooms be voided straight. His majesty is coming to the hall.
Do any guests attend the emperor?
Indeed. For with him is the German conjurer, the learned Faustus, famed of Wittenberg, the wonder of the world for magic art. And he intends to show great Carolus the race of all his stout progenitors, and bring in presence of his majesty the royal shapes and warlike semblances of Alexander and his beauteous paramour. Where is Benvolio?
Why, fast asleep, I warrant you. He took his rouse with stoups of Rhenish wine so kindly yesternight to our good health, but all this day the sluggard keeps his bed. But see, his window's open. We'll call to him.
What ho! Benvolio!
What the devil ails you two?
Speak, softly, lest the devil hear you, sir. For Faustus at the court is late arrived, and at his heels 1,000 furies wait to accomplish whatsoe'er the doctor please.
Well, what of that?
Come, leave thy chamber first, and thou shalt see this conjurer perform such rare exploits before the royal emperor and court as never yet was seen in Germany.
Speak, wilt thou come and see this sport?
No, no, not I.
Wilt thou stand in thy window, then, and see it so?
Aye, and I fall out of sleep in the meantime.
The emperor is at hand, who comes to see what wonders by black spells may compassed be.
Well, go you attend the emperor. I am content for this once to thrust my head out of the window. For they say, if a man be drunk overnight, the devil cannot harm him in the morning. If that be true, I have a charm in my head shall control him as well as the conjurer, I warrant you.
Wonder of men, renowned magician, thrice learned Faustus, welcome to our court. Forever be beloved of Carolus and honored of the German emperor.
These gracious words, most royal Carolus, will make poor Faustus to his utmost power both love and serve the German emperor. Propuf, Reov, if so your grace be pleased, the doctor stands prepared by power of art to cast his magic charms that shall pierce through the ebon gates of ever-burning hell and hail the stubborn furies from their caves to compass whatsoe'er your grace commands.
Bloody speaks terribly. But for all that, I do not greatly believe him. He looks as like a conjurer as the Pope to a costermonger.
Then, Dr. Faustus, mark what I shall say. As I was sometime solitary set within my closet, sundry thoughts arose about the honor of mine ancestors, how they had won by prowess such exploits as we that do succeed, or they that shall hereafter possess our throne, shall, I fear me, never attain to that degree of high renown or great authority. Among which kings is Alexander the Great, chief spectacle of the world's preeminence, the bright shining of whose glorious acts lightens the world with his reflecting beams, as when I hear but mention made of him. It grieves my soul I never saw the man. If, therefore, thou by cunning of thine art canst raise this man from hollow vaults below, where lies entombed this famous conqueror, and bring with him his beauteous paramour, both in their right shapes, gesture, and attire they used to wear during that time of life, thou shalt both satisfy my just desire and give me cause to praise thee while I live.
Faustus shall gratify this small request as far as art and cunning may perform.
So, Mephistopheles, away, and with a solemn noise of trumpet sound present before this royal emperor, great Alexander and his paramour.
Faustus, I will.
Well, Master Doctor, and your devils come not away quickly, you shall have me asleep presently. Zounds, I could kill myself for anger to think I've been such an ass all this while as to stand gaping after the devil's governor and can see nothing.
I'll make you feel something anon if my art fail me not.
My lord, I must forewarn your majesty that when my slaves present the royal shapes of Alexander and his paramour, your grace demand no question of the king, but in dumb silence let them come and go.
Be it as fast as please, we are content.
Ho, ho, ho! If thou bringst Alexander and his paramour before the emperor, I'll be Actaeon turned into a stag.
And I'll play Diana and send you the horns presently.
See, here they come, my gracious lord.
Tell thee,
I have heard it said that this fair lady, while she lived on earth, had on her neck a little wart or mole. How may I prove the saying to be true?
Your Majesty may boldly look and see. Faustus, I see it plain. And in this sight thou better pleasest me than if I gained another monarchy. Then, shadows, get thee gone.
See, my lord, what strange beast is yon that thrusts his head out at window?
Oh, wondrous sight! See, Duke of Saxony, two spreading horns most strangely fastened upon the head of young Benvolio. Saxony, is he asleep or dead?
He sleeps, my lord, but dreams not of his horns.
This sport is excellent. We'll call and wake him.
Oh, Benvolio!
A plague upon you. Let me sleep a while.
I blame thee not to sleep much, having such a head upon thee.
Look up, Benvolio. 'Tis the Emperor calls.
The Emperor? Where? Oh, zounds, my head! Oh.
Nay, and thy horns hold is no matter for thy head, for that is armed sufficiently.
Why, how now, knight? What, hanged by the horns? This is most horrible. Fie, pull in your head for shame. Let not all the world wonder at you.
Zounds, doctor, is this your villainy?
Oh, say not so, sir. Faustus hath no skill, no art, no cunning to present these lords or bring before our royal emperor the mighty monarch warlike Alexander. If Faustus did it, you were straight resolved in bold Actaeon's shape to turn a stag. And therefore, now, to please your majesty, I'll raise a kennel that shall hunt him so, as all his footmanship will scarce prevail to keep his carcass from their bloody fangs. Oh, Velimoth, Arduron, Astaroth!
Hold! Soon you raise up a kennel of devils! Good, my lord, entreat for me! I'm never able to bear these torments!
Then, good Master Faustus, let me entreat you to remove his horns. He hath done penance now sufficiently.
My gracious lord, not so much for injury done to me, as to delight your majesty with some mirth, hath Faustus justly requited this injurious knight, which, being all I desire, I am content to remove his horns. Mephistopheles, transform him. And hereafter, sir, look you speak well of scholars.
Speak well of ye. And I be not revenged for this. Would I might be turned to a gaping oyster and drink nothing but salt water.
Now, Faustus, come. And whilst the emperor lives, in recompense of this thy high desert, thou shalt command the state of Germany and live beloved of mighty Carolus. Farewell.
Now, Mephistopheles, the restless course that time doth run with calm and silent foot calls for the payment of my latest years. Therefore, sweet Mephistopheles, let us make haste and turn towards my lovely Wittenberg.
Say, wilt thou go on horseback or on foot?
Till I am past this fair and pleasant green, I'll walk on foot. Lead on to Wittenberg.
Nay, sweet Benvolio, let us sway thy thoughts from this attempt against the conjurer.
Away! You love me not to urge me thus. Shall I let slip so great an injury, while every servile groom jests at my wrongs, and in their rustic gambols proudly say Benvolio's head was graced with horns today? Nay, may these eyelids never close again, till with my sworn I had that conjurer slain.
Where shall we place ourselves, Benvolio?
Here shall we stay to bide the first assault. Oh, were that damned hellhound but in place, thou soon shouldst see me quit my foul disgrace.
Close. The conjurer is at hand, and all alone is walking in his gown. Be ready then and strike the peasant down.
See, he comes. No words.
This blow ends all. Hell take his soul, his body thus must fall.
Come, let's devise how we may add more shame to the black scandal of his hated name.
First, on his head, in quittance of my wrongs, I'll nail huge forked horns, and let them hang within the window where he yoked me first, that all the world may see my just revenge.
Base peasant stamp!
Zounds! The devil's alive again!
Knew you not, traitors, I was limited for 24 years to breathe on earth. And had you cut my body with your swords or hewed its flesh and bones as small as sand, yet in a minute had my spirit returned and I had breathed a man made free from harm. But wherefore do I dally my revenge? Astaroth, Belimoth, Mephistopheles! Go, Belimoth, and take this caitiff hence and hurl him in some lake of mud and dirt. Take thou this other, drag him through the woods amongst the pricking thorns and sharpest briars, whilst with my gentle Mephistopheles, this traitor flies under some steepy rock, that rolling down may break the villain's bones as he intended to dismember me. Fly hence! Dispatch my charge immediately!
Piteous gentle Faustus, save our lives!
Away!
He must needs go to the devil!
When Faustus had with pleasure ta'en the view of rarest things and royal courts of kings, he stayed his course and so returned home, where such as bear his absence but with grief, I mean his friends and nearest companions, did gratulate his safety with kind words.
My master hath now come home to Wittenberg, after near 24 years away. Since he returned, there is a change in him. I think he means to die shortly. He has made his will, and given me his wealth, his house, his goods, and store of golden plate, beside 2,000 ducats ready coined. I wonder what he means. If death were nigh, he would not frolic thus. He's now at supper with the scholars, where there's such belly cheer as Wagner in his life ne'er saw the like. Oh, but see now where they come, belike the feast is ended.
Master Dr. Faustus, since our conference about fair ladies, which was the beautifulest in all the world, we have determined with ourselves that Helen of Greece was the admirablest lady that ever lived. Therefore, good Master Doctor, if you will do us so much favor as to let us see that fearless dame of Greece, we should think ourselves much beholding unto you.
Gentlemen, for that I know your friendship is unfeigned, and Faustus' custom is not to deny the just requests of those that wish him well, you shall behold that peerless dame of Greece. No other ways for pomp and majesty than when Sir Paris crossed the seas with her and brought the spoils to rich Dardania.
Is this whose admired worth made Greece with 10 years' war afflict poor Troy?
No marvel, though the angry Greeks pursued with 10 years' war the rape of such a queen, whose heavenly beauty passes all compare.
Too simple is man's wit to tell her worth, whom all the world admires for majesty.
Now we have seen the pride of nature's work and only paragon of excellence, let us depart. And for this glorious sight, happy and blessed be Faustus evermore.
Gentlemen, farewell. The same I wish to you.
Sir, good night.
What art thou, Faustus?
but a man condemned to die. Thy fatal time doth draw to final end. Despair doth drive distrust into my thoughts.
Master Dr. Faustus, here's an old man that would speak with you.
Let him enter and leave us.
Oh, gentle Faustus, leave this damned art, this magic that will charm thy soul to hell and quite bereave thee of salvation. Then, Faustus, will repentance come too late. Then thou art banished from the sight of heaven. Though thou hast now offended like a man, do not persevere in it like a devil. Yet thou hast an amiable soul, if sin by custom grow not into nature. No mortal can express the pains of hell. It may be this my exhortation seems harsh and all unpleasant. Let it not. For, gentle son, I speak it not in wrath or envy of thee, but in tender love and pity of thy future misery. And so, have hope that this my kind rebuke, checking thy body, may amend thy soul. Break heart, drop blood, and mingle it with tears. Tears falling from repentant heaviness of thy most vile and loathsome filthiness, the stench whereof corrupts the inward soul with such flagitious crimes of heinous sins as no commiseration may expel, but mercy, Faustus, of thy Saviour sweet, whose blood alone can wash away thy guilt.
Where art thou, Faustus? Wretch, what hast thou done? Damned art thou, Faustus, damned, despair and die. Hell claims its right, and with a roaring voice says, Faustus, come, thine hour is almost come, and Faustus now will come to do thee right.
Oh, stay, good Faustus, stay thy desperate steps. I see an angel hover o'er thy head, and with a vial full of precious grace, offers to pour the same into thy soul. Then call for mercy and avoid despair.
Oh, friend, I feel thy words to comfort my distressed soul. Leave me a while to ponder on my sins.
Faustus, I leave thee, but with grief of heart, fearing the ruin of thy hopeless soul.
Cursed Faustus, where is mercy now? I do repent, and yet I do despair. Hell strives with grace for conquest in my breast. What shall I do to shun the snares of death?
Oh, traitor Faustus! I arrest thy soul for disobedience to my sovereign lord. Revolt! Or I mean piecemeal tear my flesh.
I do repent I e'er offended him. Sweet Mephistopheles, entreat thy lord to pardon my unjust presumption, and with my blood again I will confirm the former vow I made to Lucifer.
Do it then, Faustus, with unfeigned heart, lest greater dangers do attend thy drift.
Torment, sweet friend, that base and aged man that durst dissuade me from my Lucifer with greatest torments that I hell affords.
His faith is great. I cannot touch his soul. But what I may afflict his body with, I will attempt, which is but little worth.
One thing, good servant, let me crave of thee, to glut the longing of my heart's desire, that I might have unto my paramour that heavenly Helen which I saw of late, whose sweet embraces may extinguish clean those thoughts that do dissuade me from my vow, and keep mine oath I made to Lucifer.
This, or what else my Faustus shall desire, shall be performed in twinkling of an eye.
Launched a thousand ships and burnt the topless towers of Ilium. Sweet Helen, Make me immortal with a kiss. Her lips suck forth my soul. See where it flies. Come, Helen, come, give me my soul again. Here will I dwell, for heaven is in these lips, and all is dross that is not Helena. I will be Paris, and for love of thee, instead of Troy, shall Wittenberg be sacked. And I will combat with weak Menelaus, and wear thy colors on my plumed crest. Yea, I will wound Achilles in the heel, and then return to Helen for a kiss. Oh, thou art fairer than the evening air, clad in the beauty of a thousand stars. Brighter art thou than flaming Jupiter when he appeared to hapless Semele. More lovely than the monarch of the sky in wanton Arethusa's azured arms. And none but thou shalt be my paramour.
Ascend to view the subjects of our monarchy, those souls which sin seals as the black sons of hell, among which, as chief, Faustus, we come to thee, bringing with us lasting damnation to wait upon thy soul. The time is come which makes it forfeit.
And this gloomy night, here in this room, will wretched Faustus be.
And here we'll stay, to mark him how he doth demean himself.
How should he but in desperate lunacy, fond worldling? Now his heart's blood dries with grief, his conscience kills it, and his laboring brain begets a world of idle fantasies to overreach the devil. He and his servant Wagner are at hand. Both come from drawing Faustus's latest will. See where they come.
Say, Wagner, hast perused my will? How dost thou like it?
Sir, so wondrous well, as in all humble duty I do yield my life and lasting service for your love.
Gramercies, Wagner.
Doctor, the scholars come to talk with you.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Now, worthy doctor, methinks your looks are changed.
Oh, gentlemen.
What ails thee, Faustus?
Ah, my sweet chamberfellow, had I lived with thee, then had I lived still. But now must die eternally. Look, sirs, comes he not? Comes he not?
Oh, my dear Faustus, what imports this fear?
Belike he has grown into some sickness with being over solitary.
If it be so, we'll have physicians, and Faustus shall be cured.
Tis but a surfeit, sir. Fear nothing.
A surfeit of deadly sin that hath damned both body and soul.
Yet, Faustus, look up to heaven. Remember, God's mercies are infinite.
Nay, Faustus' offense can ne'er be pardoned. The serpent that tempted Eve may be saved, but not Faustus. Gentlemen, hear me with patience and tremble not at my speeches. Though my heart pant and quiver to remember that I have been a student here these 30 years. Oh, would I had never seen Wittenberg, never read book. And what wonders I have done, all Germany can witness, yea, all the world, for which Faustus hath lost both Germany and the world. Yea, heaven itself. Heaven, the seat of God, the throne of the blessed, the kingdom of joy, and must remain in hell forever. Hell, oh, hell forever. Sweet friends, what shall become of Faustus being in hell forever?
Yet Faustus call on God.
On God whom Faustus hath abjured. On God whom Faustus hath blasphemed. Ah, my God, I would weep, but the devil draws in my tears. Gush forth blood instead of tears, yea, life and soul. Oh, he stays my tongue. I would lift up my hands, but see, they hold them, they hold them.
Who, Faustus?
Why, Lucifer and Mephistopheles.
Lucifer?
Oh, gentlemen, I gave them my soul for my cunning.
God forbid.
God forbid it indeed, but Faustus hath done it. For the vain pleasure of 24 years hath Faustus lost eternal joy and felicity. I writ them a bill with mine own blood. The date is expired. The time will come. They will fetch me.
Why did not Faustus tell us of this before? The divines might have prayed for me.
Oft have I thought to have done so, but the devil threatened to tear me in pieces if I named God, to fetch me body and soul if I once gave ear to divinity. And now, 'tis too late. Gentlemen, away, lest you perish with me.
What may we do to save Faustus?
Talk not of me, but save yourselves and depart.
God will strengthen me. I will stay with Faustus.
Tempt not God, sweet friend, but let us into the next room and there pray for him.
Aye, pray for me, pray for me. And what noise soever ye hear, come not unto me, for nothing can rescue me.
Pray thou, and we will pray that God may have mercy upon thee.
Gentlemen, farewell. If I live till morning, I'll visit you. If not, Faustus is gone to hell.
Faustus, farewell.
Aye, Faustus, now thou hast no hope of heaven, therefore despair. Think only upon hell, for that must be thy mansion, there to dwell.
Oh, thou bewitching fiend, 'twas thy temptation hath robbed me of eternal happiness.
I do confess it, Faustus, and rejoice. 'Twas I that when thou wert either way to heaven, damned up thy passage. When thou took'st the book to view the scriptures, then I turned the leaves and led thine eye.
Oh,
what weep'st thou? 'Tis too late. Despair. Farewell. Fools that will laugh on earth must weep in hell.
Ah, Faustus, now hast thou but one bare hour to live, and then thou must be damned perpetually. Stand still, you ever-moving spheres of heaven, that time may cease and midnight never come. Fair nature's eye, rise again and make perpetual day. Or let this hour be but a year, a month, a week, a natural day, that Faustus may repent and save his soul. Oh, lente, lente, curite, noctis equi. The stars move still. Time runs. The clock will strike. The devil will come. And Faustus must be damned. Oh, I'll leap up to my God. Who pulls me down? See where Christ's blood streams in the firmament. One drop would save my soul. Half a drop. Oh, my Christ! Rend not thy heart for naming of my Christ. Yet will I call on him. Oh, spare me, Lucifer! Where is it now? is God. And see where God stretcheth out his arm and bends his ireful brows. Mountains and hills, come and fall on me and hide me from the heavy wrath of God. No. Then will I headlong run into the earth gape. Oh, no, it will not harbor me. You stars that reigned at my nativity, whose influence hath allotted death and hell, now draw up Faustus like a foggy mist into the entrails of yon laboring clouds, that when you vomit forth into the air, my limbs may issue from your smoky mouths, so that my soul may but ascend to heaven. Half the hour is past. It will all be past anon. God, if thou wilt not have mercy on my soul, yet for Christ's sake, whose blood hath ransomed me, impose some end to my incessant pain. Let Faustus live in hell 1,000 years, 100,000, and at last be saved. Oh, no end is limited to damned souls. Why were there not a creature wanting soul? Or why is this immortal that thou hast? Ah, Pythagoras' metempsychosis, were that true, this soul should fly from me and I be changed unto some brutish beast. All beasts are happy when they die. Their souls are soon dissolved in elements. But mine must live still to be plagued in hell. Cursed be the parents that engendered me. No, Faustus, curse thyself. Curse Lucifer that hath deprived thee of the joys of heaven. Oh, it strikes! It strikes! Now, body turn to air, or Lucifer will bear thee quick to hell. Oh, soul, be changed into little water drops and fall into the ocean, ne'er be found. My God, look not so fierce on me. Adders and serpents, let me breathe a while. Ugly hell, gape not. Come not, Lucifer. I'll burn my books. Ah, let me stop me.
Cut is the branch that might have grown full straight, and burned is Apollo's laurel bough that sometime grew within this learned man. Faustus is gone. Regard his hellish fall, whose fiendful fortune may exhort the wise only to wonder at unlawful things, whose deepness doth entice such forward wits to practice more than heavenly power permits.
That was The Tragical History of Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. Dr. Faustus was played by Stephen Murray, Mephistopheles by Esme Percy, and Chorus by Balliol Holloway. The good and evil angels were Dorothy Gordon and Joan Hart, and the scholars Patrick Godfrey, Simon Lack, and Charles Hodgson. William Fox played the German Emperor, and Dennis Gocher, Benvolio. The music was composed by James Bernard and played by the Sinfonia of London, conducted by John Hopkins.